Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm Greg Caponia, and today we have Asa Saidman, the AVP of Governmental and External Affairs for the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, and Scott Polochek. Scott is the Director of Business Development for ESPI in the Valley. He's also the new chair of the Manufacturing Council for the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. Welcome, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.
We have some very interesting people in our studio today. First, Asa, you're a local Wilkes-Barre person, and more interestingly, you've spent time in Moscow.
Spent time in Moscow. Studied public policy and Russian studies at Muhlenberg College, coincidental with the times that we're living in right now, but spent 6 weeks in Moscow, then spent a week in St. Petersburg studying at the Moscow State Institute of International Relations. Then I spent a week as a tourist in St. Petersburg, which is just amazing.
How's your Russian?
Я говорю маленький по-русски, but that's about it.
And Scott, can you tell us what you just said?
I have no idea.
And Scott, you're
wasn't
a veteran.
Anything bad.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you served the country.
Sure. I was in the United States Navy on board the USS England as a search air rescue swimmer and gunner's mate missiles. I spent two tours in the Gulf back in 1987, 88, 88, 89.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So you've both had very interesting backgrounds. You've visited a lot of different cultures, and now you're here in the Lehigh Valley in support of manufacturing.
Yep.
What have you learned outside of our country that's important for people inside our country?
The United States has a tremendous amount of opportunities, and I think one of the biggest things that people need to take a look at is the opportunities for our young people to step into. Everybody talks about the college debt and all of the crushing debt that's out there now. But the opportunities outside of just going to college are tremendous. And manufacturers right now have a real desperate need for people like electricians and machinists and things like that that instantly can be filled in finding a job and basically living a very good life far faster than going to a four-year college and then taking the normal track.
Asa, how do you communicate that to members of the chamber?
Yep. Well, part of my job, Greg, is I work with the Workforce Board of Lehigh Valley, and Nancy Dishnot over there, who's the executive director, does a great job. And manufacturing is the second highest employer in the Lehigh Valley. Right now, they have 33,172 jobs as of August throughout the Lehigh Valley. That's nearly 10.8% of the entire Lehigh Valley workforce. That being said, it provides $7 billion annually to the Lehigh Valley economy out of their $39 billion GDP. So manufacturing plays a significant role both in the workforce and the economy of the Lehigh Valley. So when communicating with members, people tend to, even though it's the second highest employer, you know, people think that it's still this nitty-gritty job, whereas it's the exact opposite. It's extremely clean. It's extremely high tech. And there are so many opportunities for people, either people stepping right into the workforce or people looking for a career change that they can immediately get into and immediately start making a well salary. Good salary.
So that really defines manufacturing 4.0. When we talk about manufacturing 4.0, which is your initiative, mm-hmm. take me from 3.0 to 4.0.
Sure. When you're looking at manufacturing 4.0, that really talks about it and really begins to dive into the digitization of data. So the machines now can spit out tons of information. We know about automation and things like that, but now those same automated machines are able to kick out a lot of data. And manufacturers, the manufacturing 4.0 initiative is understanding that data and being able to use it creatively and predictively rather than prescriptively. So rather than fixing a problem after it happens, it's how do you understand that data and fix the problem before it becomes a problem? And new jobs, you know, there's data scientists. That job was not around, you know, 5 or 10 years mm-hmm. ago. So there are entirely new professions being created by just understanding and being able to put your hands and disseminate what that data is.
When you're at ESPI, you're the sales director at ESPI. What do you, from a diagnostic standpoint, see that people need when you are presenting your product?
Well, we're more of a service-related company. We're a consulting company that works with manufacturers. So one of the things that we, and is a cornerstone for us, is understanding processes and understanding how things, you know, why a company does something, you know, why they do it, how they do it, and more importantly, how they can do it better. So looking at different processes from everything from looking at how you procure something to how you pay for it, how you order something all the way to, you know, getting cash, getting paid for it. How do you plan to produce that product? All of those different things and having an understanding there, we help sort of level that out and put in more efficiencies and better.
Do you always find that there's efficiencies available when you go into a business?
Everybody can always get better. So, you know, looking at it from whether it's a process improvement or it's a, you know, new software, a tool, information, you know, companies look at what's called enterprise resource planning systems now. They're ERP systems for manufacturers. It's like an octopus. It reaches throughout the entire business. So a company can truly get end-to-end visibility from how much the raw material costs all the way to the shipped packaged widget. They can get a full costing and scheduling and how much time it took and what the cost of that product truly is at a minute, you know, a real-time notice rather than having to crunch the numbers after everything's done. So the process of making decisions off of good information is much faster. And in the global economy, you need to be able to make those decisions faster.
Sometimes people think efficiency means loss of jobs.
It could honestly be the exact opposite. You know, we do our manufacturing council, we do 3 summits a year. Our most recent one that we did focused on automatic and robotic machinery. And there's a rumor that the more you have automotive and robotic machineries, that's actually will take away from the workforce. However, it's the exact opposite. Who needs to monitor those automatic and robotic systems? Who is the person that's actually making or installing those systems? So even though it may have a negative connotation when you hear automatic machinery or robotic machinery, it's actually doing the exact opposite. It's providing even more jobs. And that's within the Lehigh Valley, and that's throughout the entire country as well.
And are these the type of jobs that one might have considered blue collar?
Yeah. In the beginning, yes. I mean, now when you're looking at it, again, like Asa said, you know, everybody, when you say manufacturing, everybody has the old idea of Charlie Chaplin going through the machinery.
Yeah, right.
You know, now it's not like that. It's clean room situations. You know, those same people, the machines are taking over the repetitive tasks that people don't want to do. But you still require somebody to come in and do the programming, the PLC programming for that machine, to do the maintenance on that machine. So those jobs have now transitioned from just turning a screw now to being a little bit more high tech and a little bit more involved.
And some of the tools that they use are so cool. I was talking to a local manufacturer, and they have glasses that some of the people on the floor wear, and they will be looking at the machine that they're working on with these glasses, and through the lens of the glasses, they actually see the inside of the machine, a computer-generated image of the inside of a machine. So even though they're looking at it and it may just look like a white box, through these glasses, you can see what's actually happening inside.
It's augmented reality.
It's unbelievable, the technology. So you don't leave these manufacturing jobs with your clothes dirty. You know, you go into these clean facilities. They have to be clean because, you know, you take B. Braun, for example, making medical devices. Say you have a beard, you can't have a hair follicle fall out. You know,
right.
It needs to be as clean as possible. It needs to be as high tech as possible and as efficient as possible.
So manufacturing 4.0 really means getting people to work in specific jobs that are technical. We might have a different impression of what blue collar actually means, or really it isn't blue collar. It's technician, isn't it?
It's more technician, yes, because now you're looking at companies that are dealing with, like Asa said, with an augmented reality where they're able to look at something and have an overlay of it. Now you're beginning to see the introduction of more AI, you know, artificial intelligence coming in. Now you have that machine learning where it's finding things out and being able to pull information, again, in a real-time basis to make faster decisions. I mean, data is everywhere. It's floating around, and you can grab data at any given point. You ask any question to Google or anything else, I can get those answers. It's being able to turn that data into useful information, and that's where the true science is. That's where the true skill is.
What type of skills do we need in the Lehigh Valley right now?
So the skills in Lehigh Valley is just, you know, we have so many great technical institutions, you know, from LTRIC to LCTI to so many more, too. So it's working with our high schools, working with parents, working with students to make them understand that there are these high-tech jobs, you know, these mechanic jobs, these software analytic jobs that give you great salaries.
They're great jobs.
You know, great jobs to have, and it puts you on a career pathway that you can be at a company for 20 years. And you can be starting at $75,000 and you can work your way to six-digit salary, you know? So it's just making that message clear.
Scott, you told me that if you had a certain type of person that you could get them employed immediately. Give me 10 of...
Sure, give me a machinist. We could probably fit 10 machinist positions by the end of the day. CNC machinist, we can fit... When you look at electricians and welders and things like that, all of those positions are becoming lost art forms, and they are so desperately needed by manufacturing today, because if you take a look at some of the manufacturers in the Lehigh Valley, when they're producing their product, just crating, they have carpenters, a team of carpenters, three guys, four guys, five guys, just making crates all day just to ship the sheer volume of product that is leaving the Lehigh Valley. So there are many jobs out there that kids can get into and begin having a great life without getting saddled with a ton of debt.
There's a statistic that I saw on the LVEDC website that over the next decade, nationwide, not just solely in the Lehigh Valley, there's going to be 3.5 million jobs that are expected to open within the manufacturing sector, but 2 million won't be filled due to a skills gap. So that means that there's 2 million jobs, high-paying jobs that you can get almost right away after graduating from these technical schools that are going to be available.
When we come back from our break, let's talk about how we can get more people interested in applying and taking these jobs. You're listening to WDIY on Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, and with me today is Asa Saidman and Scott Polochek. Let's talk more about the educational opportunities that are available to people in the Lehigh Valley.
Definitely. So there's so much conversation regarding college debt recently within the news, and even after four-year programs, you go into graduate school, you go into law school, you go into med school, and you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. Whereas students, parents, college guidance counselors, and just high schools in general need to start getting an understanding that there are opportunities out there, not to persuade people not to go on a four-year plan, but just to give them the opportunity that there are other options out there. And just working with the Workforce Board, they have this great initiative called Career Pathways. And this Career Pathways literally paint a flow chart showing how you can go from high school, maybe go to a technical institute for a little bit, or even jump right into the workforce. And it will paint A, B, C, D, E, F, all the way through Z, of how you can start from an entry-level job and work your way up with increasing salary, and just to show people that there's other opportunities. And this isn't even with manufacturing. These career pathways are with any sector throughout the Lehigh Valley. But now the folks over at the Workforce Board Lehigh Valley are now going to high schools. They're going to parents and presenting them with these career pathways just to show that there's other opportunities. So unlike your other classmates, say you take advantage of one of these career pathways, in 4 years when the people you graduated from high school with are graduating maybe $100,000 in debt, you're in the position where you're making $80,000 a year.
Is there anything that you can see online to show you the career pathway?
You can go to the Workforce Board website.
If a parent wanted to get somebody interested, one of their kids interested.
Yep, you can go to the Workforce Board website and they'll have the career pathways up there.
Are parents happy to see you when you come in and show them these career pathway opportunities?
I think it's something that they didn't think of. It's like engraved into people's brains these days. It seems like you're going to go through elementary school, you're going to go into high school, you're going to apply for college, you're going to get into college, then you're going to graduate, and we'll see where you're at. So I think people are excited to see that there's other opportunities out there, another path that they may have not thought of initially that may be better off for their son or for their daughter to get into.
Scott, you're also talking about guidance counselors.
Yeah.
There's an effort to talk about career pathways to local guidance counselors.
What the Manufacturing Council would like to do is we're trying to take a little bit more active approach in educating guidance counselors. And I've always said we should reach out to the parents of fourth, fifth, and sixth graders because the mothers are the ones that really push their kids in the direction that they want them to go. But again, to understand the different options. Real quick, we have some of the top, we have the leading technical school in the state of Pennsylvania and also in the country here in the Lehigh Valley. Through that, they also have rotational internships with a lot of the manufacturers. There's a wonderful story about one of the students that went to the career and technical school, was able to get a rotational internship with one of the manufacturers in the Lehigh Valley. From that, this young man went and was working on one of the lines. The guy who was in charge of maintenance on that line got sick or hurt, or I can't remember what it was exactly. But this young man took over. And then the people who worked on the line went to the plant manager and said, hey, this kid is fantastic. You cannot get rid of him. So now this young man is being almost given a free education to Rutgers University to get his engineering degree because they have that much belief in him. Now, this is an opportunity that this young man never thought of to go to college, let alone go to Rutgers University and get an engineering degree. But it's something that through his skill, his aptitude, and what he was able to learn and follow this path, and the company having the belief in him, that now he has a tremendous opportunity. And that's not isolated. There's a lot of manufacturers looking for that same diamond in the rough. So.
Do we have a learning curve to approach with gender-specific thought processes? These are jobs that are not gender-specific.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's how we as parents, I'm a parent of three, it's we as parents need to educate ourselves on how we teach our children and provide the opportunities to our daughters as well as our sons. You know, I'm certainly one that I tell my kids they can do whatever they want in life, but they got to work at it. You know, they have to be the ones that want to go after something and pursue it, but never let anything hold them back. You know, if you want to be a scientist, great. I push that for my daughter. You know, my son, he wants to be a teacher. You know, you encourage them, but you never hold them back. And to say that, well, only men go into engineering, that's kind of the old way of thinking. And I think that women are as successful and more innovative in some areas than most guys are. So, you know, you need to be able to encourage and make sure that the opportunities are available to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a big initiative that the Chamber's pushing too. We have an amazing council, the WBC, the Women's Business Council. And that's their sole focus, you know, is making sure it's an even playing field for both men and women. And I think that you're going to see that continuing to improve within the manufacturing sector. Maybe if you looked back 50, 60 years ago, it was a male-driven sector. But as we've become more progressive and continued to be a more progressive country, I think that that playing field is already balanced out or will be completely balanced out very soon.
Let's talk about soft skills. What's it like out there?
Just from
first define soft skills as you would interpret them.
Well, soft skills are just your everyday skills that not even that you do at a job, but just how you live your life. You know, responding to emails on time, showing up to meetings on time, knowing how to act in a meeting, just knowing how to be appropriate when the time comes. And for the listeners, I'm on the younger end. I'm 23, and I find myself in a lot of meetings where I'm the youngest person by about 25 years. And in a lot of those meetings, it's ripping my generation apart. And sometimes they're wrong, sometimes they're right, but I see where they're coming from. And I think with this digital age that we're in, where some people, a lot of people my age, don't know how to communicate face-to-face. They have to communicate cell phone screen to cell phone screen instead. So I think that's where a lot of the high schools and even younger, I'd say even start them younger, can really start focusing on those soft skills, you know, because that's a skill that's, you know, as we become more and more digital, soft skills they're never going to go away. You know, soft skills are always going to be extremely prevalent. And that's a lot that I hear in a lot of meetings I participate in, is that a lot of younger generations don't have soft skills. And even though they may have the work skills that can contribute to a good job, the soft skills won't get them that job.
Have any advice for parents?
I think it's talking to employers, actually. Having parents go out to employers and be like, what are you looking for so I can help my son or I can help my daughter? And just learning.
Scott, are employers ready to talk?
Absolutely. And one of the big things I think that
about this subject.
Yeah. I mean, communication is a key thing. I mean, you have to understand and know how to communicate effectively, whether it's the written word or speaking. And a lot of times you'll see a lot of emails and things come through and people are using text speak, and that's not in the professional world. People don't use that. You want to keep things more on the professional level. So people need to understand the differences on how to communicate effectively in different situations. So, you know, those are definitely areas, and understanding, you know, how to interview correctly and things like that. When my son went for his first job, you know, I sat him down and we went through a little interview process, and I, you know, said this is how it's going to be, just so to give him a basis of understanding on how he needed to answer questions, how he needed to conduct himself.
The idea of manufacturing 4.0, does it address interview skills?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. No matter what, these potential employees, no matter you're just getting into the workforce or you're later on in life looking for a career change, you're still going to go through what seems to be the stereotypical interview process. They may bring you on for the first interview. Then you'll go from one pool of candidates into a smaller pool of candidates, into the second interview, into the third interview. So it's a matter of making sure that you present yourself well, present yourself for the job that you want. Something that my mom always taught me that I think I'm always going to live with is two things: clean shoes and clean fingernails. You know, that's something
right.
that people will always look at whether you notice it or not. So, you know, and it falls into that soft skill thing. You know, if you can't take care of yourself, how can they depend on you to take care of a job?
You have some initiatives coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. One of the things that we're pushing is Manufacturing Week, which is the first week of October. They have a manufacturing day, but each company, you know, will open up tours and whatnot of their facilities, so people can come and take a look at manufacturing and see how different it is today than what their mental picture is. So that first week, you know, there's a few different areas that you can look online. Manufacturingday.org, I believe, is the mm-hmm. I have to double check that.
Yeah,
sorry. You can see what events are scheduled in the local area. You can also check the chamber website. We'll post those, which companies are doing tours. Also, we have our manufacturing summit coming up October 24th. We are continuing on our manufacturing 4.0 track. Last summit was on automation, and this one is now going to be dealing with predictive maintenance. So understanding how to take that data from the machines and fix problems with, you know, before they happen. So that's the next event that we're going to be conducting.
We like to say with our manufacturing council, and I can't really say it for myself as liaison, but with Scott and our other manufacturers who sit on the council, it's by manufacturers for manufacturers, you know. So we do 3 summits a year. We're really excited for this one on predictive maintenance. It's going to have a great panel, some really, really, really good experts on the topic. But we usually get 85 to 120 people to show up, mostly manufacturers. You get some CEOs of some smaller manufacturers, some plant managers of some – or floor managers, excuse me, of some larger manufacturers who attend these. And they're just – They're small, they're quick, but to the point, but they're great, great, great events. So if anyone's listening and wants to attend one of these events, you could find the information on the Chamber website page, because this one on October 24th is going to be full of information. And if you're a Lehigh Valley manufacturer, you won't want to miss it.
And once again, predictive maintenance is a technical job.
Yes, it is.
And it's something you can learn right out of college.
Yep. Certainly, certainly. So the jobs are out there. The jobs are out there.
Yeah. We have 1 minute left. What would you like to leave us with?
The big thing is that there's a lot of opportunities here in the Lehigh Valley that are just beyond what everybody thinks of the Lehigh Valley as. Most people think of the Lehigh Valley as just steel and concrete, and it's so much more. There's a diverse number of companies manufacturing a number of different products here in the Valley, and there's a lot of opportunity there.
We're one of the highest growing economic places in the country. You know, the Lehigh Valley as a whole, not just Allentown, not just Bethlehem, not just Easton, but the Lehigh Valley as a whole. And you look at us from a geographical perspective. You know, we're a hub to New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Boston, all those Northeast metropolitan hubs. All those roads intersect through the Lehigh Valley. So you look at it from a manufacturing perspective, why would you not want to come here? You look at it from a distribution logistics perspective, why would you not want to come to the Lehigh Valley? So it just provides so much opportunity for so many different sectors, specifically manufacturing. And it's going to continue to grow, and it's going to be exciting to see what the future looks like.
Once again, what's the website? How do people learn more?
You can check out the Lehigh Valley Chamber website, lehighvalleychamber.org. If you go to our advocacy page, then you'll find our manufacturing council page, and through that we'll have all the information available.
A lot of great information out there. Stay in the Lehigh Valley. There's a lot going on. This is On Every Main Street. We've had a lot of great information today. I'm Greg Caponia, and you are listening to WDIY.